Lever Brothers Company, makers of Life Boy Health Soap, present Big Town.
Extra, extra, here Big Town wreck at expose. Press agent convicted, screen star killed. Extra, extra.
Yes, Lever Brothers Company, makers of Life Boy Health Soap, are proud to present Big Town. The story of fighting editor Steve Wilson of the Illustrated Press, whose newspaper creed stands for freedom and justice against the forces of intolerance and evil.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword. That it may be a faithful servant of all the people, use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now, Big Town and Steve Wilson's story, headlined Murder in the Snow. When the blizzard fury of nature clashes with the murderous violence of men, deadly complications can ensue. And such is the case as a movie star and her press agent engage in a bitter quarrel aboard a streamliner approaching Big Town.
Get out of my compartment, Russ. Go nursemaid that so-called husband of mine.
Never mind, Vic Vance. That lush needs a keeper, not a nurse. It's you I'm worried about.
You never worry about anything but yourself, Russ Cooper. You and your press agent, 20%.
Well, I'm trying to earn it. Keeping you out of a messy scandal that'll ruin your picture career.
I know what I'm doing. I'm going before that federal grand jury, and I'm going to testify.
You're crazy, Linda. It'll ruin you.
Narcotics ruined several of my friends, and I've a notion they wrecked Vic's chances in pictures.
Oh, Vic's just a bottle, baby. You married to reform. You've got a Carrie Nation complex.
I've another notion you've got your finger in this, Russ. Get out of here. Mind your job, or you're fired.
Fire me? Why, no one else would handle you. And you're going to need a press agent, but good if you stick your nose in this narcotic mess.
I need your kind of press agent like a hole in the head.
Maybe you'll get that if you don't lay off.
Don't you threaten me, you slimy ex-newspaper slug.
Listen, I know enough about your past to ruin you, baby.
And I know enough about your present to send you to jail. Now get out of here. With you in Big Town in a couple of hours, and I've got a pack. Get out.
So you won't listen?
No.
You're going to shoot off your mouth.
Yes. And you better wire some of your old pals to scram. Close the door.
Okay, Linda. So long. You stupid dame.
Russ, what'd she say?
Come away from Linda's compartment door. What's the idea of hanging around out here in the corridor? I told you to stay in the lounge bar.
I had to know. I got to know. You know what this means for me if she squawks?
Yeah, I know, and it's a good thing you know what it means if she does.
Did you talk her out of testifying?
If you've been listening, you know I didn't. She threw me out.
What are we going to do?
You know what the boys told you before we got on the train.
I can't do it, Vic. I haven't got the nerve.
Work up the nerve. You've got what it takes in your suitcase?
No. Even then, I couldn't.
Listen, if Linda steps off this train in Big Town, you won't last. Think it over.
But how? In this compartment, aboard this train?
You've been told. Frame a stick-up. Get rid of her jewels. Cut yourself up before you let her have it. There's a whole trainload of suspects.
The police will suspect me, hold me, question me. I couldn't stand it, Russ. I couldn't.
Cut it out. Get hold of yourself, Vic. It's the cops or the snow boys. Now get in there with Linda and make up your mind.
Boss, Miss Kilbine.
Say it, Harry.
How come we are hightailing it to the Big Town pirate cage so early in the evening? Is it not too soon for the night owls to be hooting it up?
Yes, Harry. But we just had a phone tip from our doorman pal, Boris Goodenough Nijinsky Pavlovich.
What's Boris got a tip on this time?
It seems some snowbirds have been warbling about a proposed murder and forgot all doormen have very sharp ears, Harry.
Yeah. Is it not amazing that people who should know different think that doormen, cab drivers and such like are just part of the general landscape?
Well, fortunately for someone, in this case, we hope...
Pirate cage coming up. Do I hack you right to the entrance like you were suckers? I mean customers?
Yes, Harry, but wait. We're not getting out of the cab. And don't mind the double talk, Harry. I don't want Boris spotted as one of our tipsters.
Check, boss. Oh, there he is, coming to open the door.
Good evening. Welcome to the Pirate's Cages.
Good evening, Dorman. What kind of entertainment is your establishment providing this evening?
Entertainment's just what you like. Dinings, dancing, and later funny fellas make with acts and pretty girls making with feathers like molting parrots.
So Sounds dull.
What happens before the floor show? Floor show, Dorman. Any interesting personalities?
Interesting personalities we got plenty of. Waiting inside.
What are they waiting for, Boris?
A train called the Sunlight Limited to arrive at midnight with a lady on board who had better be dead.
Oh, Steve, the Sunlight Limited from the West.
Who is the lady who should be dead, Boris?
Some movie lady who's coming to big towns to talk to some grand juries about snow. Only not like the kind that looks like we're going to get tonight.
Narcotics. That could be Linda Lane, the screen star. She's scheduled to appear before the grand jury tomorrow.
But two fellas I hear saying she won't go no place.
Did you get the setup, Boris? Are they set to get her on the train or here in Big Town?
On the train as it comes to Big Town, it is to happen, I think.
Steve, it's 10 o'clock. The Limited has left New City. There's no way of getting in touch with Linda Lane to warn her.
Yes, there is, Lorelei. The Limited stops at North Junction to change to an electric engine a little after 11 o'clock.
Oh, golly, yes.
Could you make it to the junction in an hour, Harry?
If the snow don't get much worse, boss.
We'll try it. Anything else, Boris?
Nothing else, Mr. Wilson. Only them fellas are still inside the parrot's cages waiting for this something to happen.
Good. Phone Inspector Callahan of Homicide, Boris. Tell him exactly what you've told me and he'll put a tail on them.
Good. Anything else, Mr.
Yes,
Wilson?
Yes. Ask him to meet us at Central Depot when the Limited pulls in at midnight tonight.
Thus, acting on a tip from the ugly echo chambers of the underworld, Steve and Lorelei race out of Big Town in an attempt to prevent a murder. And for the exciting developments, we'll return in just a moment. Lifebuoy, get skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy, get skin cleaner.
And the cleaner you get your skin, the surer you are of being fresh and attractive. So remember, Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, get skin cleaner, stops B.O., as no other leading soap can. Here's what the doctors proved in 820 scientific tests.
People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors found that Lifebuoy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Because of its purifying ingredient, Lifebuoy is more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that brings on B.O.
Yes, and it's mild, safe, even for babies' tender skin.
No wonder Lifebuoy Health Soap is used in the homes of 40 million Americans.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. So bathe with Lifebuoy every day. Buy Lifebuoy right away. Now back to Big Town and to Steve Wilson, Lorelei, and Harry the Hack, as they drive out of Big Town in a blinding snowstorm to meet a streamliner carrying a woman passenger marked for death.
Say, boss, it's still 10 miles to North Junction, and this snow is getting thicker than feathers in a kid's pillow fight.
Well, take it easy, Harry. We have 20 minutes left to catch the Limited at the junction and ride it into Big Town.
And the train may be late. This looks like a real blizzard, and the wind is drifting the snow.
Yeah, I may have to stop and put on chains, and that'll take a couple minutes. We ain't got to spare.
Well, do your best, Harry. That girl on the Limited may not realize she's marked for death. And there's no way of warning her unless Callahan is able to contact the train through the railroad.
Steve, the killer must be on the train.
Yes. Or we'll board the Limited at North Junction and try to shut her up before we pull into Big Town.
If we make it.
Yikes! No drift. We're stuck.
Quick, Harry. Come on, let's get out and put on your chains.
Vic, for heaven's sake, stop pacing up and down the compartment like a cat on a hot stove.
Linda, why won't you listen to me? Why must you go through with this? Why do you have to testify before that grand jury?
Because the rats selling narcotics have been responsible for the death of two of my friends.
Oh, so what?
And I've a notion they've wrecked our marriage.
Oh, you're crazy, Linda. It hasn't.
You're a jittering idiot half the time. What's the matter with you if you're not a snowbird?
Linda, I'm not. I swear I'm
not. Then what's the matter with you? What's the matter with you now? You're not drunk.
I wish I was. I wish it would help.
Help you do what? What's on your mind?
Linda, please. Listen. Listen to me. We're coming to North Junction in a few minutes. The last stop before Big Town. Now, let's get off and take the next train back. It's the last chance.
Last chance for what?
To save your life. Maybe mine.
Rubbish. You've been listening to Russ, that slimy press agent.
He's right, Linda. They'll never let you get to Big Town to test it.
How do you know?
Because we've been warned.
They're bluffing.
They're not.
Besides, they can't get away with it.
They will.
The door to this compartment's going to stay locked until we get into Big Town Central Depot. And I'm being met by detectives from the prosecutor's office.
That won't save you. They'll get to you anyway.
Let them try. I have a gun. I have a permit for it, and I know how to use it. I didn't start pictures as Queen of the Westerns for nothing.
Linda, put that gun back in your jewel case.
Sure. But I'll have it ready for anyone that tries to open that door. Now, please get out of here, Vic. Go back to your own compartment and pack.
All right. All right, Linda, but let's have one drink together before I go.
I don't need a drink.
Well, I do. Please, Linda. For old time's sake.
Oh, all right, Vic. You sure need something. Mix us a couple, but hurry it up.
Okay. Okay, Linda. For old time's sake.
Oh, for heaven's sake, your hand's shaking like a leaf. Here, let me pour.
No. No, Linda.
Why not?
This is something I have to do myself.
Made it, boss.
That's nice driving, Harry.
Oh, with a couple of minutes to spare. Steve, look. There's another car here waiting for the Limited.
Might be some local job.
No. Wait a minute. It's carrying Big Town serial numbers on the license plate.
Can you see who's in the car, Steve?
No, the snow's too heavy, but the exhaust shows the motor's running.
Maybe to keep the heater going like I'm doing. Must be down to zero outside.
Yes. And I think there are two men in the front seat.
Better be careful, Steve. If they're Big Town mobsters sent out here to board the train and silence Linda Lane, they may recognize you.
That can't be helped, Lyle.
Train coming, boss. I just heard a whistle. What do I do?
Well, you've done your part, Harry. Just watch that car until the Limited pulls out. Get the license number and phone Callahan of Homicide. If any suspicious-looking characters get aboard that train.
Check, boss. You and Miss Kilpine better get up on the platform.
Well, you better hole up in a hotel till this blizzard blows out and the roads are cleared, Harry.
Yes, don't risk getting frozen to death in a drift, Harry.
Okay, Miss Kilpine, I would, the way it's piling up.
All right, Lorelei. Let's go.
Compartment is in this last car, Mr. Wilson.
Thanks, Brakeman. Will you keep an eye on that other passenger who got aboard at the junction?
Sure thing. I hope there won't be any trouble. We may have trouble enough getting into Big Town through this snow.
But surely they'll keep the main line clear, won't they?
Well, they'll try, but there's a couple of deep cuts that drift up bad. Well, I'll go up ahead and watch the guy that got on with you, Mr. Wilson.
What's Miss Lane's compartment number?
Room 6, next to the lounge.
Oh, thanks, Brakeman. Come on, Lorelei.
Steve, look who's coming along the corridor.
Russ Cooper.
Linda Lane's so-called press agent.
Ex-promoter of blackmail columns. Hello, Cooper.
Oh. Steve Wilson. Well, what are you doing on the Limited?
We thought we'd drive out and interview your client on the way into Big Town.
Yes, Russ. Give her a good press and some well-deserved publicity for daring to name names in that narcotic investigation tomorrow.
Linda ain't talking to the newspapers.
I think she'll talk to us, Cooper.
What about? She hasn't got anything to say because she isn't going to testify before that grand jury.
Then why has she come to Big Town?
Well, if you must know, it was my idea.
Oh, your idea?
Yeah, a publicity stunt to get her name in the paper. And your illustrated press fell for it like a ton of bricks.
Well, coming from you, Cooper, that has all the earmarks of a super colossal lie.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Your type of press agent wouldn't make an admission like that until you were over a barrel or had milked the situation of every line of publicity.
Well, it's the truth this time.
Oh, the truth has never been in you, Russ. You wouldn't have been kicked off the staff of every respectable newspaper that hired you.
I could sue you for that crack, Kilbourne.
Oh, it'd be a pleasure. I'd love to get you on a witness stand under oath.
I'll try it sometime, but right now, beat it. Lay off Linda. She's sick. She's gone to bed and sleeping.
Sleeping? Less than an hour before we pull into Big Town?
I said she's sick, sleeping. Now get out of here and leave her alone.
Well, she's liable to be a lot sicker if we do leave her alone. Now get out of the way, Cooper.
What are you talking about, Wilson?
I'm talking about nothing to you. Now get out of the way. Stop blocking the corridor.
Now, wait a minute, Wilson. Linda has a right to some privacy. I'm paid to speak for her.
Cooper, listen to me. This Limited is a public conveyance. This corridor leads to a public lounge at the end of this car, and if you don't step aside...
Lay off, Wilson. You ain't talking to Linda
Let's
Lane.
Leave that to Linda Lane. I'll get out of the way.
Like the devil I will.
Look out, Steve.
Don't telegraph your punches. Come. Now, stop talking. This isn't going to be settled with fists.
What's the matter with you?
Let go my arm, Wilson. I'll sue you for assault.
I'll risk it to find out why you're trying to keep me from seeing Miss Lane. Now, what's happened?
Nothing, lay off. She's upset. She had a fight with her husband.
Hold him, Steve. I'll go down to her compartment and see.
Keep out of this, Kilburn.
Go on, Lorelei. I'll hold him. Get past it. Something has happened or is going to happen.
Just hold him, Steve. I'll see.
Lay off. Keep out of this.
Now, hold still, Cooper. Keep out of what? How much do you know about the...
I warned her.
Then you know about the plan to kill her.
No, I just heard rumors, but they're bluffing. Now let go.
You're not acting as if you think this is a bluff. Now hold still.
Lay off or you'll get her
killed. She's already marked for murder.
How'd you find out?
Never mind. I heard and now I'm convinced.
Steve.
Yes, what is it, Laura?
It may be too late. Linda Lane's compartment is locked on the inside. I pounded and called, but there's no answer, not a sound.
All right, Cooper. What's happened to Linda Lane?
Where is she?
I don't know, I swear.
The train. Something's happened.
The train doesn't matter, Coraline, now. Talk, Cooper. Is Linda Lane in that compartment?
Is she alone?
I don't know.
Out of the way, please. Let me through.
What's wrong, Brakeman?
We must be stalled in a drift in Long Cut. Let me through. I've got to set out warning flares to flag the second section. What's the matter here, Mr. Wilson?
Never mind, Brakeman. I'll handle this. Go set your flares.
Okay, but you better watch out. The guy that got on at the junction is coming back this way.
Coming this way? Oh, Stevie, he may be a trigger man. What'll we do?
Get back to the lounge, Lorelei. Come on, Cooper. If this is the gang payoff, you're going to be in the middle of it.
Let's go.
Lorelei. There is someone in this compartment moving around. I heard them. Now watch the corridor for that other junction passenger.
Yes, I'm watching it, Steve, but please be careful.
Get back. I'm going to try and force this door.
Stop it, Wilson. Stop it. Your fool Vic Vance is in there with Linda.
Linda's husband?
Why didn't you say so in the first place?
He's drunk. They've been having a fight. I didn't want it in the papers. Now leave him alone.
This is not the time to worry about your client's domestic relations. This is a matter of her life. Miss Lane, open this door. Answer me if you can.
Cut it out, Wilson. Leave them alone.
Cooper, I warned you. I'm sure you're trying to cover something. Now get away from that door. Stop interfering.
I won't. I'm trying to help you.
Yes,
trying to
keep me from getting in there. Keep away from this door.
Steve, the door. It's open.
Yes, now get back in the lounge, Lorelei.
It's Vic. He's got Linda's gun. I warned you. I warned you, Wilson.
Shut up, Cooper.
Yeah. Shut up. All of you. Yes. Vic Vance. Mr. Linda Lane. The ex-Mr. Linda Lane. Ex. Because I killed her. Because they made me kill her. Frame me. Cross me up. Use me to kill her, then cross me up.
Who crossed you up, Vic? Who made you kill her?
That rat over there. That press agent Rat Cooper.
He's lying, Wilson.
Lying, am I? Doesn't matter now. They'll hang me. How many more times can they hang me for killing Cooper?
Wait a minute, Vance.
Get out of my way, you. Get out of the way or I'll shoot him right through you.
Don't move from in front of me, Steve. He's crazy. He will shoot.
Yes, and if he's telling the truth, it's too bad. I can't let him do it.
Get out of the way, Wilson. Get out of the way. Let me finish this thing.
Thus, Steve is caught between a tragic and remorseful killer and his treacherous accomplice. And for the dramatic payoff, we'll return in just a moment. Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
Yes, Life Boy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O., as no other leading soap can. Here's what the doctors say.
We had people take daily baths with leading soaps. Then we measured the cleanliness and protection each soap gave. We found that Life Boy protects best. It does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Better than any other leading soap, Lifebuoy removes the invisible dirt that brings on VO. The purifying ingredient does it. And it makes Lifebuoy milder, too.
So remember, Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Yes, Lifebuoy keeps you fresh and attractive as no other leading soap can. So bathe with Lifebuoy every day. Buy Lifebuoy right away. Now back to Steve Wilson aboard a stalled streamliner as he faces an hysterical killer in the deadly showdown of Murder in the Snow.
Get away from in front of that dirty press agent, Wilson. Get away, whoever you are.
Oh, wait a minute, Vance. Before you use that gun on Russ Cooper and the rest of us, are you sure you killed Linda Lane?
Yes. She's in the compartment, smothered with a blanket.
Why, Vic? Why did you kill your own wife?
She was going to talk to that grand jury. I had to stop her, or they were going to kill me.
Kill you? Who told you that, Vic?
Cooper. That rat behind you. Get out of the way.
No, Steve, don't. He'll shoot.
Shut up, Cooper. Well, he will anyway, and the shots will go right through me into you.
Yes. Move, Wilson, or I will. Now.
No, wait, Vance. Just one more question. For the record.
Record? What record?
Why, the record of your trial, Vic.
Oh, there isn't going to be any trial. I'm getting away off this train. It stopped. It isn't moving.
Well, that's because of the blizzard, Vic. It's zero out there. You'll be lost in that blinding snow. You'll freeze to death in the drifts that would even stop this train.
Well, why do I care about death? I'm a dead man now. If the blizzard doesn't get me, the police or the narcotic ring will. Snow. If one kind doesn't get me, the other will.
Well, perhaps not, Vic. You see, you're not yourself. Not completely responsible.
What's the difference?
That's the difference between imprisonment that may save you and death that is final and beyond recall. Now give me that gun, Vic.
No. Don't you try to take it.
All right, all right. Will you at least let Miss Kilburn go in that compartment and make sure your wife is dead or alive?
She is dead. Dead, I tell you. I tried to bring her back after I realized what I'd done to save my own rotten neck, but it was too late. She isn't breathing. She doesn't move. It's too late. She's dead.
Let me see. I've had nurse's aid training.
No, no, it's no use. I've only one thing left to do. Kill Russ Cooper for all this.
Steve, stop him. Stop him.
Cooper, come back.
No. Let him go.
No!
Stop shooting, Vic. You've hit him. He's down. I'll leave him to the law.
Keep away from me, Wilson. I'm leaving. Don't move, any of you.
Don't leave the train, Vance. You'll be lost out there, freeze to death, die in the snow.
Good. That's where I belong. Dead in the snow. Dead in the snow.
Oh, Steve. He will die out there.
Well, maybe it's best. Quick, Laura, I'll get in the compartment. See if there's anything that can be done for Linda Lane.
Well, what about that other passenger, Steve?
I haven't forgotten about him. Get in the compartment and lock the door.
Right, Steve.
Steve. Steve, help me. He hit me in the stomach.
Stop crawling, Cooper. Lie still. We'll get a doctor if there is one on the train.
Help me. Hide me. Vic's coming back.
Is the brakeman coming back?
Hey, Mr. Wilson, who just jumped out the emergency door?
Victor Vance, brakeman.
He had a gun, ran down the embankment, disappeared in the snow. Well, what happened here?
Vance shot Cooper and may have killed Linda Lane, his wife.
What about the other guy that got aboard at the junction?
I don't know. He hasn't shown up.
He acted kind of funny and he was coming back through the train.
It's the mob. They've sent somebody to make sure.
Don't let him get in this car. Stop him.
Now, lie still, Cooper.
Lie still, or it won't take another shot to finish you.
Steve, Vance was wrong. Linda Lane isn't dead. She's hardly breathing, but she's alive.
Brakeman, run up through the train. Find a doctor if you can.
Yes, sir.
Well, wait. Steve, look. Coming down the corridor.
The guy that got on at the junction with you folks.
Don't move. Let him come.
Track must be cleared. They're calling me in. We'll be starting in a minute.
That's no help.
Hold it, Laura.
Hey. Hey, what are you folks doing, playing games?
Yes. What do you want back here?
I want to know if there's any place a guy can get a sandwich and a cup of coffee on this doggone train.
Oh no.
What's so funny, lady?
Sorry, we thought you might be here to kill someone. And if you'll wait a few minutes, I'm sure Miss Kilburn will make you a sandwich at the buffet bar.
Oh, yes, mister. With my own trembling little lily white hand.
So ended with the death of Victor Vance in the snow, the subsequent arrest and conviction of Russ Cooper and other members of the narcotic ring, and the complete recovery of Linda Lane, another exciting adventure in the newspaper career of Steve Wilson and Lorelei of the Big Town Illustrated Press. And now, before telling you about next week's Big Town story, here is Lorelei Kilburn.
Friends, you've heard tonight how Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner in your daily bath, keeps you fresh and attractive 24 hours a day. Well, now, I'd like to suggest that you try Lifebuoy Health Soap in the big new bath size. Bath size Lifebuoy is generous and luxurious. And that lather, it's so mild and refreshing. I love it. And I know you'll love it, too. Just ask for the new bath size Lifebuoy. Thank you, and good night.
In this unstable world, America needs unity as never before. If divided at home, we appear weak abroad. So let's all work for a united America. Let's judge our neighbors as individuals, not on a basis of religion or origin. That's the way to a better America and a better world. Next week, the makers of Lifebuoy bring you a hard-hitting story of reckless driving headlined Death at the Wheel. Another exciting assignment in the newspaper career of Fighting Steve Wilson of Big Town. Don't miss it. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei Kilburn, and is written and produced by Jerry McGill. Next Tuesday night, same time, same station, you'll hear the newsboy calling...
Extra, extra, hear all about it. The story of Steve Wilson and death at the wheel, brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap.
Lever Brothers Company have amazing news. New 1950 Rinso with Solium. Developed a year ahead of time, new 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. The sensational new washing action of 1950 Rinso gets white clothes whiter than new, washable colors brighter than new, and keeps them whiter, brighter than any other soap. Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Get new 1950 Rinso at your dealers now. New 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. Be sure to be with us again next Tuesday at this same time when Lever Brothers Company will again present Big Town. This is your narrator, Dwight Wiest, bidding you good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.